This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. It was a big night for four area student athletes at the San Antonio Sports All-Star Football Game at the Alamo Dome on Saturday. Seguin's Nick Henry and David Barron, along with Marion's Garrett Mann and Navarro's Cade Pugh, were among 117 San Antonio area players invited to participate in the 47th edition of the game. All four seniors were members of Team White. Henry, a UTEP commit, started at wide receiver and scored the first touchdown of the game for Team White when he caught a screen pass from Piper quarterback Caden Keith and meandered through the defense on the right side for a 21-yard score.
It's awesome. Like in the past, Devin Matthews was here, and it's always a goal of mine. So, and he was a really good football player. So it was all just a goal to get here, and he scored a touchdown in the game, too, so I wanted to get one, too.
That's Henry referencing his former Seguin teammate, Devin Matthews, who scored a touchdown at the All-Star game 2 years ago. Henry finished the game with three receptions for 32 yards. Seguin All-District 13, 5A first team offensive lineman David Barron started the game at guard and received extensive playing time up front. Moving inside from his usual tackle position, Barron made some key blocks and did not allow a sack.
This is definitely a special moment for me, you know, just to make it to the All-Star game, playing the Alamo Dome, very special.
That's Barron talking about his experience on Saturday night. Navarro's Cade Pugh, an All-District 13 4A member on the offensive and defensive lines for the Panthers this past season, played at defensive end. He was credited with a tackle in the game. Pugh reveled in the opportunity to play as an All-Star.
It was super fun. I mean, playing with the best talent in San Antonio. I mean, practice was super cold, but I mean, it was super fun. The whole experience was.
And Marion's Garrett Mann, the offensive lineman of the year in District 13-3A, rotated in and out with Barron at left guard. He compared his experience on Saturday night with scoring his one career touchdown at senior night for the Bulldogs this past season.
I don't know. Those are kind of neck and neck. That touchdown, not many offensive linemen can say that they got to put 6 points up on the board. So, I don't know. They're kind of neck and neck. They're both pretty special.
It was a big night for Mann Pugh, along with Barron and Henry. Team Blue won the game, by the way, 24-14. Turning to high school basketball, Jaden Riley sent the Marion High School gym into a frenzy with a game-tying three-pointer at the end of regulation. But the Bulldogs would come up short in overtime in a 63-56 defeat to the Class 4A 10th-ranked San Antonio Cole Cougars on Friday night with 1.5 seconds left in the fourth quarter and Marion down 49-46. Jackson Misseldine fired an inbound pass from the Marion baseline across the court to Riley, who made a leaping grab at the top of the key. He then turned and launched a shot in the air that found the bottom of the net as the horn sounded, sending the game to the extra session. But from there, the Bulldogs ran out of gas, unable to complete the comeback as the Cougars outscored Marion 14-7 in the four-minute overtime period to win the District 27-3A opener for both teams. Riley finished the night with 16 points. Travis Randall dropped in a team-high 17, and Braden Fleming added 10 for the Bulldogs. Marion will host Randolph tomorrow in their second district game of the season. Earlier in the day, the Cole Lady Cougars took down the Lady Bulldogs 41-32. The loss by the Marion girls dropped their district mark to 1-1, while Cole improved to 3-0. Whitley Beatrick paced the Lady Bulldogs with 12 points. Marion will host the Randolph Lady Rohawks tomorrow. On the boys' side in District 27-5A, the Seguin Matadors improved their district record to 6-2 with a 78-56 road victory over San Antonio Brackenridge on Friday night. Corey Daly led the Mats on the score sheet with 23 points. Lade Seidenberger also reached double figures with 14. Seguin will host Sam Houston tomorrow night. Meanwhile, the Seguin Lady Matadors were edged 47-45 by the Brackenridge Lady Eagles on Friday night at Seguin High School. Jaslyn Gill had 15 points for Seguin, while Faith Franklin poured in 12. Seguin will be at Sam Houston on Tuesday. The Naval Running Lady Panthers fell on the road to Class 4A 25th-ranked Davenport 49-30 in District 26 4A play on Friday evening. Tegan Harbuth led the Lady Panthers with 11 points. Navarro will host Canyon Lake tomorrow. And the Navarro Panther boys fell 61-31 to 18th-ranked Davenport in their district opener on Friday night. Navarro will look to rebound and even their district record when they play at Canyon Lake tomorrow. And on the college courts, the Texas Lutheran women's basketball team never trailed and held on down the stretch to upset number 24 Colorado College 76-65 in front of the home crowd on Sunday afternoon. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.